Searchlight Community Center, 200 Michael Window Way, Searchlight Nevada, 846, on this February 11th, 2026, 6 p.m. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion related to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter that is not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, the Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phone and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. Within a 48-hour advance request, assign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Kathleen Hickman at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 64 Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. And as a reminder, we do have a video recording of the meeting that will be posted on YouTube. Just look for Searchlight Town Advisory Board, and they have an audio recording that will be available on the Clark County Searchlight tab area as well. Board members, James Allen, Chair, Matt Eugene, Vice Chair, Kaylin McInnes, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Secretary, Kathleen Hickman, County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz. The meeting is now called to order. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My roll call. James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter,
present.
Kayla McInnes, absent. Donna Moore,
here.
Kyle Myers,
present.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public hearing listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or by the board by majority vote. Approval of minutes for January 14, 2026. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll motion to approve of the minutes for January 14, 2026.
Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval for the agenda for February 11th, 2026. Hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve of the agenda for February 11th, 2026.
Second that.
All right, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item, informational items. And before we get into this section, I want to just encourage everybody to treat all speakers with respect as they're speaking. And if you have a question of any of the speakers, please come to the podium. You have 3 minutes. Don't just yell out from the audience, please. I don't think anybody who speaks here on a regular basis really gets paid anything extra, as far as I know. So let's treat them all with respect. Thank you. First, an informational item. You see the report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz on Clark County Resources and the updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. I first want to apologize to everyone. I know we had the coffee and conversation scheduled for the 31st, and unfortunately there was that emergency in Las Vegas, and Commissioner Knapp had to run to it to go to the Metro headquarters. I'm sure we all watched the news and saw what it was. But I wanted to announce that we've been able to reschedule it, like we promised, for about 3 weeks later. So Saturday, February 21st, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Senior Center. So it's going to be the same location, just a new date and time. So Saturday, February 21st from 9 to 10 a.m. I want to thank Michelle for helping to gather some comment cards. I know some people fill out some comment cards. We're working through getting those answered. So hopefully we can have some answers for the event. But we'll have some coffee and some treats there. So we look forward to it. I appreciate everyone being understanding of us having to run out because we had to get to the Metro headquarters. So there's a flyer out in the community center here. There's one at the Senior Center, and there's one at the Terribles. We won't be sending out the flyers, the mailers, like normal. So please, if you need a copy of the flyer, just let me know. We can get it to you. But Kyle's been great with being able to push around social media, so I think a lot of people have seen it. So we hope to see everyone there. We'll be there from 9 to 10 a.m. So just want to thank everyone for being understanding of our scheduling conflict that we had to run out on. I also want to thank the friends of Abiquime for the Junior Ranger Day. That was a really nice time to be out there. We got wonderful weather. I was hoping to see more kids out there, but we were able to interact with a lot of people. Nevada Parks and BLM put that on. It was a good event, and they did tours of the house. I'm sure Judy will be able to share more. But with that, those are all my updates, and thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Next informational item, received a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other areas of crime concerns.
Hey, good evening, folks. Can you hear me?
I don't.
My name is Sergeant Gene Gallagher with Metro. I'm here to report on what happened out here for January 2026. Back in 25, we had 20 calls for service. This year we had 29, a bit of an increase, and we had 32 calls for service in December of 2025. Traffic citations were 11. We had a DUI. There were no battery domestic violence arrests. We did have an adult arrest warrant issue. There were no juvenile citations. As far as calls for service, they seem to be focused in January at the Terribles, but they are down from 8 to 4. That's what's going on as far as up here. And do we have anybody from, we're having, it's Nevada Reading Week. On the beginning of March, we'll be up to the Searchlight School to read to the kids, and we'll work that out. And does anybody have any questions?
Any questions from the board? Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Next informational item, received a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Control regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other public safety concerns.
Good evening. Sergeant Tim Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol for Laughlin Searchlight. For the month of January, last month, we conducted 599 traffic stops. We issued 510 citations. We did investigate 5 crashes. There was 3 arrests, one of which was a DUI. And then with all of our other miscellaneous calls, we had a total of 708 contacts within our district. Any questions?
Questions from the board?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next informational item, received a report from Melissa Vandruff, Justice Court, regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Melissa Vandruff, Searchlight Justice Courts. For the month of January, we processed 1 juvenile citation, 215 civil citations, we had 3 probable cause citations, and 76 traffic misdemeanor citations processed. Any questions?
Questions for the board? Thank you, Melissa. Next informational item, received a report from Las Vegas County Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening. Kathy Flanagan and Aaron Gamble of the Las Vegas Valley Water District. Water use for January 2025 was 2.63 million gallons. Water use for January of 2026 was 3.7 million gallons, which is an increase of 440,000 gallons. There were no main breaks or service line leaks to report, and our rural system operators and customer care representatives continue to reach out whenever we suspect a leak. That's all I have. Are there any questions?
Questions from the board? Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Next informational item, received a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Don, anything?
The statistics for January 2026 treated an average of 40,000 gallons per day, opposed to the January 2025 for an average of 44,000 gallons per day. So the difference was a decrease of 4,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints. There was one call before you did. And there's a chart attached for anybody that wants to look at it, along with their new annual rates are posted in the app. You can look at that.
Okay, thank you. Next item, received a report from Mike Jackson, Executive Director with Southern Nevada Transit Coalition.
Hi guys, it's me again. It will eventually probably be Mike Jackson, or I'm not sure who's going to want to come all the way up here. I love it because you guys are a part of our community and we're trying to get everybody together. So get on with the meeting. I will only be here for the rest of this month. I will still be working for Silver Rider and will be coming back to Laughlin and to Searchlight. When I come back into town, I can come up and visit. I'm hoping you guys will welcome me, because I'd like to go up and see how you guys are doing. And hopefully we can continue with everything. We are putting Peter. He's been with us for just a little over a year, but he is taking on a lot of what I did. So when in doubt, when you call them, you can ask for Peter. I'll still be there for a little while. If you ask for me, they will, regardless, will set you to Peter so that he can help and take care of the transportation needs or any problems. So we continue to work with casinos and assist them with the bus passes for the new hires. We give them, the casinos, each a stack of bus passes, so all their new hires have that ability to start a job and not have to fork out $65 or $37 right off the bat. You know, they got to get to work, got to make some money. So we try to do that. A lot of what we're doing is to take care of our community. Okay, I don't want to really read this part. So in case you are not aware, Sue Bishop, a Laughlin operation, will be leaving us soon. Okay, I've been here for many years. I'm not going to read through this. It talks about how I got awards. I got awards from y'all, from so many people, and I surely appreciate it. When I get set up there, I will be sending some pictures to show you that I have stuck everything that I've gotten from here into a plaque, into a shadow box, so you guys will be able to see that I do appreciate it and will forever be grateful for what I've been able to do with y'all. Bus shelters in Laughlin, Nevada. We do not own those bus shelters. They are owned by RTC. We are looking to take them over. We're working on finding out what the liability is for us, what insurance it's going to cost. We found out some prices is a tad high. So what we're trying to do is get on the bandwagon of not really charging, but asking for help with money to put advertisement out so that we can work on some other deals. I will not speak of what we plan on doing, only because I'm not allowed to yet. But it is going to be great for our community and can affect your community when they come to visit us and all that you do. It's something that we've already started in our Mesquite office. God, I want to take that so bad, but Mark being on my board could get me in trouble.
Yeah.
So it is good for the communities, and it can affect yours in certain ways. And we will let you guys know as we get it moving along. But in taking over those bus stops, we can get better bus stops, better advertisements, that can affect your bus stop, because what we do down there will affect our little bus stop up here. We want to make it better, greater, more inviting, more shelter, safer. So it is something that if we take that over, we get this one. This one, RTC really don't know about. So it's kind of on the down low because we didn't speak of it because we don't want them to say no and give it to somebody else. So we are going to keep that under covers. So we're working on that. We are missing a couple bus shelters because they were hit and run over and squished. So we're working on logistics of where we're going to put a new one, because where they both sat are in mid-open spaces to where it leaves the chances for someone to get hit or run over. So we don't want that. Luckily, at both bus stops, when they were totally destroyed, nobody was there. We were very grateful. It was 4 minutes from when our bus was going to get there because they were running a few minutes late, and which was a very busy bus stop on Casino Drive. Ridership has gone up. It has not gone up as much as we would like, and that is something we're working on, advertising and getting more people out there to understand. Vegas Express, a little bit of the ridership has gone up. With y'all's people, understand, if your community comes to you and says, I need to get to Vegas or anything, I don't have the money, tell them to call us. It's not about the money with us, it's about getting those people moving. Our Searchlight Express is only 2 days a week. That is starting to build up, so it is a chance that we might make it more than 2 times a month. It is a chance that we're going to be moving it up because the buses have been getting fuller. Some of the people don't like to ride with each other, so if we could get a few more days, maybe we wouldn't have so many arguments on the bus. You know how people get. That happens in Laughlin. We just make them ride a different day. We have more service down there. So we're going to work on it with Searchlight to get more chances. Count Navari, I am pleased to say that is starting to build up on Vegas Express and on our Searchlight days. More people are riding, and we're trying to get it out there. They have asked us to come speak to them, so that will not be me because I don't want to start something I can't finish. So I have Anna and Peter, they're going to be going to Count Navari and speaking at their senior center, I think. So we're going to try to get that set up and see what we can get them growing better to be able to get out of their homes and get them around. Ridership has gone up in most areas, just not where we want it to be. We're very greedy. We want more rides, so we will work on that. The events and community partnerships, once again, I need to read these before Mike makes them. November 1st, I was elected, nominated for the Public Service Award in Laughlin. I was part of the top four. I did not win. I was so sad. Gino Briscoe won. I was very proud. Very proud to be on that stand of four people because it was Gino Briscoe, it was Sergeant Cox, and another gentleman from Bullhead who was an officer over there. Very proud to be a part of that. Just being nominated made me blessed. I got to get dressed up too and eat fancy dinner. So we did the haunted bus. We did the haunted bus up here. We did it in Laughlin. I will forever be grateful to bring a haunted bus to Searchlight. I'm going to tell you, we may have had more children that showed up in Laughlin, but we had more people here that were appreciative and happy that we were there. Not saying they weren't down there, it's just you guys give a different vibe and it's so much happier. We didn't get as many kids this year as we would have liked. It's a little sad, but hopefully by next year I have Peter on board. He is more than willing to do it, so I will be calling to make sure he does it. So if you guys are having a problem with Peter, give me a call. My number is not changing. We were happy to say that we got to work with Shop with a Cop again. That was a lot of fun. I was not a part of that. I was sad. My first one I've missed in 17 years. I got lots of pictures, but it went over well. The kids were happy. We did our own private Santa program in Laughlin, which we helped almost a little over 200 kids. A little over 200 kids this year. We still had some gifts we had to give out when we got back into town, so because ain't no kids should go without. That went over well. Things may be changing on our Santa program a little. Right now we do big parties, and we're realizing that's hard for those families to get down there. So we may just do a party bus where it goes to them, because nothing against the families, but some families are a little lazier and lackadaisy about giving to their children. I don't want a kid to miss out because a parent decided they didn't want to do it. And we had a few parents said that I just didn't have time. They didn't work, but they didn't have time. So we will be changing it up a little, because it's not the kids' fault. They can be punished. They cannot go without. So right now, that's all we got. Any questions?
You always be welcome to Searchlight, so don't be ashamed.
I love Searchlight. So, everybody have a wonderful day. Be safe, and I will communicate with you later.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Do we have any representative from 4-H?
No.
Any representative from the library? Parks? Received a report from Parks and Recreation regarding current and conditions and status of programs and upcoming activities.
Hello, Bronson Lamb with Clark County Parks and Recreation, given the statistics for January 2026. For Searchlight, we had 5 programs with 72 visits, and Cal Navari, we had Open Rec with 62 visits. A little bit of update with Cal Navari, the hours have adjusted from 12:30 to 2:30 to 11:30 to 2:30. Couple of events that are coming up. We have the Valentine's cloth decorating at the Searchlight Youth Center on February 12th, tomorrow. And we have the Silver Rider representative coming to Cal Navari, the Slim Kidwell Center, on February 17th to talk about or answer questions about transportation from there. A couple of save the dates that we have as well is that we have a Movies in the Park here in Searchlight on March 13th and a Kids Night Out on May 7th at this community center. And that's it.
Any questions? Public? Questions from the board? Thank you, Bronson.
Thank you.
Next informational item, received a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
I don't have much to report. I did report 8 streetlight outages in town that Nevada Energy hasn't gotten to yet. And then, as I mentioned the last couple of meetings, I did report all of the street sweeping areas I could find in the community. And then I do know that there was 2 crosswalks repainted and some talk about a couple other ones being fixed. And that's all I have to report.
Next item, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this item. Comments limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Please state your name, address, spell your last name. For the record, if any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by a majority vote. Before I ask the public for public comments, I do want to discuss one thing, and that is the illegal dumping. Yes, I know and realize the dump is one day a month, but it seems like people in town are just taking trash, and it's Searchlight's residents out to the desert, whether it's waste from landscaping or worse. You know, many of us in town are conservative, and one of the things about conservative principles are, number one, limited self-government, or limited government in our affairs, and also self-responsibility. So we live in a beautiful community. If we're just trashing it up, it's just not good. It's not a good look for our community at all. I have a lot of work that I've done on my property when I first moved in there, carpet, appliances, and I put it out to the street on bulk pickup day, and you know what, Republic Services picked all that junk up, and there was a ton, glass, doors, the list goes on. I just want to read a couple of things here from Republic Services. What is acceptable for trash pickup? Air compressors. Bathtubs, there's some people that have it in their front yard for years. Send it out there, they'll pick it up. Car parts, carpet, carpet padding, concrete, dirt, rocks, doors, fiberglass, floor tile, furniture. The list goes on and on. Kitchen sink is even included in here. The only requirement really is it weighs less than 75 pounds. And if you're putting out lawn, you know, branches and whatnot, 6 feet or less. And mattresses, put it in some kind of covering, wrap it in plastic. And that's pretty much it. And if they, it's, I even found that, you know, bulk day is only 2 days a month. I put it out there every week and they still pick it up. And if they don't, you can always call their office and say, hey, I had a toilet out there. You guys didn't pick it up. And they'll come out, usually the next day, and get it out of there. So please use the facilities that they have. Don't put it out here at the dump in front of all that, because I believe that Clark County gets charged for that even more if they clean it up. I'm not 100%. But if it continues, they'll even close that down because it's just causing the county even more headaches and trash going around. So please keep those away. Now, with that said, does someone from the public have an item they wish to discuss? Judy, go ahead.
Judy Bundorf, Rampos Road, B-U-N-D-O-R-F. Just, we're still doing first Saturdays out at Walking Box Ranch, and March 7th will be a gentleman from Nevada Department of Wildlife with some live reptiles. And you can go on the website and indicate that you're coming so they have an idea how many people will be there. Mark mentioned the Junior Ranger thing. I'm not sure how BLM publicized it, but I was sad to see so few people. And I'm wondering if it should be coordinated maybe with the Extension Office. I know she's working with kids in Laughlin and here, and it might be if they do that again next year, I don't know if they will, that even bring a busload of kids from Laughlin to become Junior Rangers. They really had lots of nice booths and handouts, and of course, for the older ones that were interested, tour of the house and so forth. So, something to think about for another year. I'll try to talk to Eamon, who's the monument manager, and see what he suggests. So, yeah. Need more publicity for the, at least for the Junior Rangers. So, thanks.
Thank you, Jane. The other items from the public they want to discuss? Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
Actually, just wanted to add one thing for the Friends of the Bee Committee. They'll be doing a guided hike on February 21st from 8:30 to 11:30. And they'll be doing a section of the Castle Peaks Trail. And I believe they usually meet right here at Denny's. And then at 8:30, and then drive out together to where the hike is.
Thank you, Natalie. Our next meeting is March 11th. Any more comments from the public? I'm sorry. Next meeting date, March 11th, 2026.